This is the Horse Radio Network.
I'm Coach Jen in Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 11th, episode 1759, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World, it's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
So let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. The Hit'em crew is on the road today, heading out to the American Equestrian Trade Association show, where we will be recording lots of interviews with people who bring you cool horse products and cool horse services to the horse world. So sit back and enjoy this mashup of previously aired and hilariously educational ADA interviews.
We're on the island of Misfit.
And sitting down right here, our first co-host for the first half of the show, just came in from the cold, and her name is Penny. She's an old friend of ours. She has been a rep in this industry for a long, long time. We won't say how long.
Yeah,
for as long as we've been around in this industry.
Yeah. Let's just not go for a year. Let's not go for a year.
Penny is now representing SSG Gloves, which are set up right across from us, actually.
Yeah.
SSG Gloves has been a staple in this industry forever.
When did they start, you know?
They started 25 years ago. And one man's vision, Ed James, has done a great job.
Now, do they only make equestrian gloves, or do they do gloves for other things?
We just do equestrian gloves.
Thus, why everybody buys them, because they're equestrian gloves and not repurposed gloves.
They're not repurposed gloves. However, we have it started in the harness horses. Ed's a harness.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
There are so many things that we were discovering that
started
out
in harness
horse
racing.
Yeah. Ed's an avid harness horse owner and fan, and he made gloves for his drivers.
Well, you know, we have a bunch of harness racing barns around tracks around the country that play this show in the barns. So,
great.
So hello to all our harness racing friends, especially down there in Florida listening right now.
There you go. Ed's on his way to Florida to watch his horses race in Pompano.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah, we have some trainers down in Pompano that listen in.
Good deal.
So now, Penny, how many different gloves do they have? There's a ton over there.
Oh, I love when you ask questions. I have no answer.
I know.
To.
It's hundreds.
hundreds
of different
hundreds
types of gloves.
And hundreds. We can help you clean your stall. We can help you ride. We can help you drive. And have ones to clean up with.
And my favorite, it's the iPod-friendly glove.
And yes.
Yes.
Our gloves are iPod-friendly. You might not see it on the packaging. Just try it on your finger.
Okay, good. Well, that's good to know. Well, Penny's going to be joining us here for the first half of the show to help us talk to a lot of people that have products here. And the first one up, she is sitting here right now, is Judy from Toklat. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
So good to have you in. Now, you Toklat's located on the West Coast.
We are. We're in Portland, Oregon.
And you're from Portland?
No, I'm actually from upstate New York.
Oh, well, this is warm for you. You're enjoying this.
Not after living in Portland for 10 years. Where it's downright balmy compared to this.
Yeah. Now, Toklat, tell us a little bit about the history of Toklat, too.
Toklat was started in the 80s, I think, well, actually maybe 1976, truly. And it started off as a manufacturer. So we are a manufacturer. We manufacture in our factory in Portland, mostly saddle pads, but a large portion of it is clothing.
They started with saddle pads, right?
Yep. Our first product was a Coolback.
I think we had one of the first saddle pads you guys made because we were kind of in the business back then.
Yep. So. And you probably could still have it because they never wear out.
That's so
true. It kind of lasted a little too long, actually.
The Coolbacks were kind of groundbreaking at the time.
Yeah. It's a really cool material. It's an orthopedic fleece that was actually engineered so to be used in hospitals.
And it came in awesome colors.
I remember going to tech shop and buying it because we had to find the size, you know, that you needed and everything. And that was unique, too.
And we have a zillion different styles, and we have like 13 colors. And, oh, yeah, if we can make it, we have it. So
Well, and if somebody thinks of it, you guys can make it.
We pretty much do. Yeah, if you come up with a saddle pad, there's probably not a saddle pad we can't make.
But yeah,
we make too many. Way too many.
Oh. The folks who put the data into the computers are just...
Yeah, that would be partly me. Yeah.
Oh, so you know a lot of
And
too.
I have to sell it too. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, then you guys expanded out and have become a major player in the industry.
Yeah.
For coming from one lonely saddle pad.
One little saddle pad being sold out of the back of a truck, yeah.
Name some of your other brands that people...
Well, one of our bigger brands is Iridian Riding Wear.
Yeah.
And that's the clothing, which is equestrian sportswear, and we actually make most of it in our factory in Portland, which is really unusual these days.
So it's American made.
It is. There's a few things we can't make, outerwear and that sort of thing. We don't have the machinery for it, but we make almost all of our breeches in our factory in Portland.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah. Okay. And we also have Mylar Bits, which we, you know, are an imported product, but we license the designs from the Mylar Brothers, and that's one of our biggest brands. We do that internationally. So.
And we've had them on the show a couple times talking about bits, I know, over the years, actually.
But we also distribute for some other companies like Bucus Horse Apparel from Ireland, Wolfwear Leg.
So I'm hoping we're actually going to talk to them next, I think. And we only did that to get an Irish accent on the show this morning.
Well, he's actually Canadian. So.
Oh! You didn't send the Irish guy over?
Don't ask him.
Our Canadian listeners will be happy. They're represented here this morning.
Exactly. So, yeah, we have a lot of brands, and we make a lot of products. We import a lot of products, and we distribute a lot of products. And one of our brands is Cavallo.
Yeah, let's talk about Cavallo, because we're talking about hoof boots now.
Yeah.
And so tell us about Cavallo.
Well, Cavallo is a Canadian company. Owned by Greg Giles and Carol Herder. And Carol is a lifelong equestrian, and she's also very passionate about being holistic, organic, ethical. And so she is really into the barefoot movement and really is a passionate advocate for that. So the boots really came out of a desire to have a product that people could use to really transition from having a shod horse to being barefoot. So the boots really were designed to do that. So they're kind of unique in the hoof boot world, in that the sole design actually is designed so that the weight of the horse is borne on the outside hoof wall. That encourages hoof growth. And then the frog inside the sole of the boot is concave, so it actually applies a little bit of pressure to the frog, just like a natural terrain would, so that you get the circulation and it stimulates growth. But overall, if you decide never to go barefoot, you can use these boots all the time. I mean, you can ride in them all the time. So I use them personally. I use them all winter long and usually quite a ways into the summer. And I put shoes on when I'm doing a lot of camping and riding because it's just easier than dealing with boots all the time. But I'm just lazy that way. but many people use them. That's exclusively what they do. And then you can also use them as a spare tire. So
and that's what Jennifer's done in the past.
Yeah.
When her horse has lost a shoe, you throw a boot on.
Yeah, and the beauty of the Cavallo boots is they really took it to heart when they looked at some of the other brands out there. They're so hard to get on. And once they're on, they don't always stay on. That's the frustrating part.
And I hate that little cable-y thing.
And so you spend a lot
of... We won't mention the brand that has the cable-y
thing. And it was groundbreaking in and of itself. And so the whole boot concept is pretty awesome. But the way that they put it on, you have to use tools to get it on. And then, you know, half an hour down the trail, you're looking for it, you know.
Right.
So the simple boot is called the simple boot because you basically open it, put the hoof in, and Velcro it closed. And the Velcro is so strong.
It is really strong.
It will last.
I was over there trying to open it the other day. I was like,
and I ride through deep mud, because we're in Oregon.
What has drainage holes?
It has drainage, but the mud.
Everything.
Even though it mud gets in there and it gets wet, they don't come off. They just don't come off. If you fitted it properly, they don't come off. They don't rub. And the simple boot, especially as their first product, has a leather upper, so it breaks in like a leather shoe.
Oh, okay.
So once it's broken in, it really fits your horse where you don't have to use like the pastern wrap to protect it from rubbing. They just don't rub. And so they're so easy to use. They're on and off. You hose them off when you get home.
I have a fit question.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about your new design because it's really cool.
Yeah.
But how to be on the hoof?
When you put the boot on and you've got it Velcro shut, you just pick up the hoof as though you were going to pick out the hoof. And if you can turn the boot on the foot, you know, up an inch, it's probably too loose.
So it should be pretty tight.
Okay. Yeah, it should.
Snug.
Yeah, when you open up the boot, you know, you have the horse standing with the boot on, you can actually open the boot while it's on the horse's hoof and look inside and see how the hoof is fitting in the boot.
Oh,
and then
that's
close
unique.
It up. But
that's
the easiest
very
way,
unique.
Yeah, when you take it home, you know, you buy your boots, you measure, you buy your boots, take it home, and then, you know, put it on, and if you can lift the foot up and turn the boot at all, it's probably a little too loose. So they do have two different styles to accommodate slightly different hoof shapes. The simple boot is the original, and it's the most standard. And it's got the leather upper. It's got a deeper tread. We call it, you know, I call it the hiking shoe. And then a little bit after this came out, they came out with a sport. And the sport is more like the running shoe. You can use it for arena work, so there's less tread. But the sole is actually a little narrower, because when you're doing arena work, you really need a closer fit than a trail boot. But that actually has turned out to be a really good boot for horses that maybe have a slightly narrow foot.
Yeah.
So I have one horse that uses the sport on the front and uses the simple on the back. It's just the way his hoofs are. And so it works out really well.
Now, you had a question?
Please? Well, I did have.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I love the idea of the spare tire, because so many times, no matter how much you're in training, and all of a sudden
you come to a screeching halt.
Yeah, and you just can't.
Or you have just a touchy horse that's sensitive and can't really walk around with, you know, missing a shoe.
Oh, yeah.
But the biggest thing
I seem to always find those horses.
It's really popular with trail people, and I can tell you, if you haul out to a horse camp, you know, 150 miles away from your house, up in the backcountry, you're down the trail, 4 or 5 hours out from camp, your horse pulls a shoe, it could be a complete fluke. To have one of these gets you home, and it doesn't ruin, you know, your whole weekend, because basically you're out looking for a farrier if you've thrown the shoe. And so they're very handy to have for that. But it also, if you have a barefoot horse and your horse is going well barefoot, really pack a couple, because if you hit a really rocky spot, once again, even a good barefoot horse, all it takes is a whack in the wrong spot.
And a lot of the trail riders are putting four of these on every time they go.
Yeah, I never put less than four on personally because my horses, I feel better.
Because you are
going to
hit those
the way
spots.
Around.
Unless you live where we are in Florida, you're going to hit rocks.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Some people, as they do with shoes, will just put them on the front
because
that's where all the weight is born. And so that is more likely to be a little bit sensitive.
See, as drivers, we tend to need them more in the back because they're pushing off, you know, going downhills.
Yeah,
they're using those back, and coming up, they're using those back.
Absolutely.
So they tend to slip more on the back.
Yep. And we do have a stud system that you can put on the sole.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah, it actually was developed more.
How's it go on? There's no holes.
No, there's instructions. There's a set of studs and a special tool, and there's instructions on what drill bit to use, how deep
so you
drill.
Basically drill your own.
You do, and you just lock them in there, and then you can either take them out or have a set for winter or for that kind of use, and then have your normal set for trail riding. You know, because it's easy for me, because I'm lazy. Again, I would rather have a couple sets, one with and without. But it's great for winter riding, or if you're riding a lot of grass that's slick, you know, in the spring.
Right.
It works really well.
Well, and I know a lot of drivers are starting to go barefoot and to use boots too.
Yep.
And, you know, we do a lot of driving on the roads.
Yep.
So, you know, it's you have to worry about slippery and all of that.
Yeah. And one, just thinking about the spare tire issue, Cavallo, the simple boot and the sport boot are both sold as pairs because they're designed for everyday, you know, regular use.
Okay.
So their new boot that we're launching at this market is called the Trek, and it's a little bit unique because it is sold singly. Yep.
Okay.
It's the same
golf ball.
I know, right?
the
outer shell is this new material. It's a thermopolypropylene urethane TPU, we call
it. Good stuff.
It's really awesome stuff. It's lightweight. It's breathable mesh. So it's lighter than the simple and the sport. It's got a foam cuff around the top so that it's really soft. But the really cool thing is it's actually sold singly. So you don't have to buy a pair. You can buy one if you just need a spare tire.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that's super cool about it is you can get it with either the heavy tread sole or the lighter, shallower sole, depending on what your preference is. So you can get the Trek with the simple boot sole, or you can get the Trek with the sport sole. So we'll have both of them available, depending on the fit of your horse.
So quick question here.
Sure.
The sport boot and the original are a slightly different shape on the sole.
Yep.
When you buy the new Trek with the different soles, it will be the same.
It's exactly the same. So the Trek regular has the original simple boot sole that's a little rounder, a little wider.
Ideal for the really round.
Yeah, for the kind of more the average horse.
Right.
And then
a lot of quarter horses.
Yep. And then the Trek Slim has the slightly narrower.
It'll have the
sport sole,
which is actually Beaker's feet. He's got kind of square muley feet.
Yep.
So that would be ideal for him.
And when you measure for a Cavallo boot, you really just have to measure from the toe after the horse has been trimmed, immediately after, from the toe to the buttress line, we call it. And you just basically follow the hoof wall around, and where it ends, draw an imaginary line across the sole of the foot, and that's the line you measure to get an accurate measurement. If you measure all the way to the heel, you get an artificially large measurement and it won't
and it'll be too loose.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you did that because, as you were saying, when you put the foot, the boot on, if there's a little twist, you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Too big. So what it? How do I know if I before I go to the tack shop?
There's a
give me an idea
online and also there are brochures available, but online
you can
download a measure scale. And you just basically measure from the toe to that buttress line, and then that measurement will tell you which size. The sizing in hoof boots is generally not the equivalent of horseshoe size.
Okay.
So you can't say my horse is a double aught and then find out what boot he takes. We might be able to guess, but you really should measure. And they go from 0 to 6. So 0 would be your little ponies. Mm-hmm. They won't go down to mini, but little ponies. And then 6 is going to be your draft crosses. Won't be a full-size draft horse, but a lot of police horses are 6.
Okay.
And then the average 15-hand horse with normal feet-ish are going to be 2s or 3s.
Okay.
That's kind of the core.
That's the medium.
The
core.
Yeah, it's the medium size,
okay.
Basically.
Okay.
And we are speaking with Judy from Toeclat. We're talking about the Cavallo boots here today. So where can people find more information about all the Toeclat products?
You can go to toeclat.com. And we have a fairly extensive website there. And if you can't find what you need on that website, you can email us and we will certainly, our customer service department will certainly help you. There's also a retailer locator on there. So you can put in the first three digits of your zip code and it will tell you where your most closest authorized Toeclat dealer is.
And
there are
tons of tack shops around the country.
Yeah,
with
thousands of customers and absolutely.
Feed stores and the like. And we see it in all the tack shops there in Ocala. But, we're kind of fortunate to have so many.
I know. And there's some parts of the country where you can't find a tack store.
There's a lot
of empty space. And
that's
where the internet comes in handy.
Online,
there's a lot of great customers of ours online.
And unfortunately, we're still hearing this weekend that there's a lot of tack shops still closing up, the smaller tack shops around the country.
Yes, unfortunate.
Where we lived in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, we had a tack shop for a long time, and there were two other tack shops within driving distance of us, and they both closed now, we learned.
Yeah, it's very sad, and we're hoping. The industry's still pretty healthy, but it's really important.
It's changing.
It
like
is,
any other industry.
Absolutely.
Right.
And everybody's a little bit more cost conscious and looking for affordable products, but it's really important to support your local tack shop.
Speaking of which, price point on the Cavallo?
Point, so on the simple boots, you're looking at about $145 for a pair.
Okay.
Retail. And on the
And you'll pay boot, that per each for a lot of competition.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's $145 for a pair of boots is probably $20 to $30 cheaper than if you the other companies that sell individual boots.
Right.
On the sport boot, it's a little bit less expensive, $129.95.
Oh, really?
Because
it's
the Cordura upper instead of leather.
Okay.
So it's a little less expensive, even though it's pretty rugged. And then the Trek.
Usually when you say sport, it's more expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. That's something special.
Noted. Just let me go back to the drawing board. And then the Trek is going to retail.
Individual retail
for about $100.
Okay. Terrific. Well, thank you so much, Judy.
Thank you, guys.
We really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your time.
And Penny, can you just make sure you mug her on the way out so she leaves these boots?
Yeah, it's not a problem. I'm following her.
But you know where to find her. So.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, guys.
Well, that was fun. It's always cool to talk. And what we tried to do when we lined up the guests for this morning is find some new products, find some products that have been revamped a bit. And also to get a variety of things. And, Penny, you live where? You live near here, right?
I live in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Well, that's even colder than here.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. And spend a lot of time in southern New Jersey area. So
you're very familiar with the cold winters of Pennsylvania.
And I'm ready to leave. And I'm ready to leave now, thank you.
We have a place for you in Ocala.
Okay, and I'm thinking about going home with you.
How are Summer Games different from other electrolyte products? Summer Games Plus contains the same electrolyte formulation as Summer Games Electrolyte, which was originally formulated for the horses competing at the 1996 Olympics. The formulation was based on the results of research conducted in anticipation of the games, which were held in Atlanta, Georgia, known for its hot, humid summers. Summer Games mimics the composition of equine sweat, supplying the horse with the exact amounts and ratios of electrolytes relinquished in sweat. Summer Games Plus contains no sugar, like many popular commercial electrolyte supplements. Summer Games Plus also contains a buffering agent that helps create a soothing gastric environment. This is especially important for horses subjected to the stresses often related to top performance, such as exertion, transportation, and unfamiliar stabling atmospheres. Ask for Summer Games and Summer Games Plus electrolytes at your local tack and feed supplier or visit kppusa.com.
Well, we are at the American Equestrian Trade Association. I'm here with our friend Penny, who we've known for many, many years. She helped us buy product when we had our store way back when. And Jennifer is here. She's wrangling guests, and she has now wrangled one into the seat here in front of the microphone. It's Sherry, right?
Cherie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she is from Equispa. And now we're going to switch gears completely from blankets. Penny, I always pick a product with the best name at the show. And right here.
Yeah.
Here you go, Penny. That's the best name of the show. Penny, you have to say it.
This is Equispa. Kiss a Frog Mist.
Kiss a Frog Mist. Yes. So what is Kiss a Frog Mist?
We can't wait to hear it. Yeah. Kiss a Frog is an anti-thrush foot wash. And as I was developing...
Kiss a Frog!
Oh,
yes. We really thought this was a dating thing to help girls get guys.
Well, that's kind of a funny story because when I was trying to think of a name...
What actually works for that?
Yeah. I was having a little wine with a friend and we're trying to name this product and I'm thinking of foot, frog, kiss the frog, find a prince. So that's what everybody's looking for in a horse.
Yeah.
And so, over a little wine and a friendship, we came up with Kiss a Frog.
Well, most of the women like their horses better than their princes anyway.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
So, but I have to let everyone here know that there are sparkles and glitter on the label.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you can't see this, but you must share. So there are big red lips.
For a thrush medicine.
Big red lips and purple and sparkle.
Yeah, that's something you would expect.
Yeah, I like sparkles.
Thrush medicine.
Well, it's a new age, no?
So tell us about the company, Equispa.
Okay, Equispa was born out of my love of horses and my background in aromatherapy. I was trying to protect my marriage from West Nile in 2003, and I'm spraying them with everything that had strong DEET in it for the mosquitoes. And I got a really bad sick reaction to DEET. So I realized that I was spraying my horses and everything I was spraying with them, I was inhaling and this is unhealthy. So went back to my aromatherapy roots and created my own fly spray. And that's how it started.
Somebody told you about me because every time we have a guest on the show, every time we have a guest on the show that talks about sheath cleaning, I just cringe and go away. So I don't do my own sheath. That's what a vet, in my opinion, that's what a wife or a vet is for.
Well,
And then what she bring over, she brings the sheath and udder cleaner over.
Absolutely. And notice that he's telling you about it because I just got a big grin on my face. Like, you want this, Penny? No, no.
No. She handed it back.
I want the sparkles and the kisses for frogs.
Well, you know, kiss a frog, she's cleaner. They all got a job to do, and it should be fun. But you know what? All my products are human tested and horse approved, except she's cleaner.
I couldn't find
a volunteer. I just had to go.
All right, you're not getting one here either. So
you're blushing.
No, you're not getting one here. That ain't happening.
She's still blushing.
So and then
your
you brought over the lavender cleansing spray. Is that before or after you clean the sheet?
Nothing to do with the sheet.
Oh, okay.
Lavender cleansing spray is my first line of defense against infection and removing debris in a wound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this is actually...
It's a serious product.
Okay, tell us about the serious product.
About,
Get us off of udders and cheese.
Can I take that one with me because I just love the smell.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
it does
it's a great body mist. You can put it on yourself. All my products are people and horses and dog approved as well.
Sure.
And they're all human grade. But
well,
that one
like
is,
for instance, this one has lavender, honey, and soy extract. So, I mean, it's
witch hazel, too. Yeah, it's really good. And I use it for room spray. I use it for... for instance, my mare had a tooth pulled, and they had to drill through the bottom, an abscess tooth, and they...
Are you going to... Oh, she's
no,
going to tell the story. La, 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 la. Okay, go ahead and tell Penny. Gross her out. Gross her out. Tell her exactly.
Wait, I was a hygienist for 20
years. Tell her.
It's okay, tell me the story.
It's my horse, you know, and she... I was spraying some stuff in there, and she was cringing, so I got that out, and I sprayed it in there, and she was, like, leaning into it.
She's loving
and
it.
Yeah. It smelled good, and it calmed her down, and it cleaned the wound.
Excellent.
Yeah. So you don't want to talk about sheath cleaner anymore?
No, but you didn't tell that whole story the way you told us.
Oh, which
with
one?
With the sock and the through the hole and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
There yeah. was. Yeah, do you want that?
No, I don't really want that.
Yeah, there
but
was
it was
a
really
sock
gross.
In there.
It was really
I
gross.
Like it. Yeah. I already knew it was inside, outside. But the poor girl, she just was a trooper.
Who told you to come over here? It was Jennifer put you up
there. Jennifer,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she gave me, yeah. She told me definitely.
Yeah, yeah, with the sheath cleaner.
Sheath cleaner. She said, oh, take these two.
My
oh,
favorite
no,
topic on all the
this.
Shows.
Take this.
But you have a whole line of products.
I do. I have 19 products, all for horse care and grooming products.
Equispa, what's the website?
www.equispa.com.
All right, this is the one product I'm not trying to steal today. You can have it back. We'll keep Kiss the Frog and the other one, but you can have the sheath cleaner back. We're not keeping that one.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure to meet you.
Thank you,
Mitch.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Take care. Well, Penny, thank you. I know you have to get back to work.
Yes, I do.
So you have to go sell stuff.
This was absolutely a blast.
Well, it's been fun having you. Now, tell us the website for SSG Gloves.
www.ssgridinggloves.com.
Yay, Penny. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Well, let's get to our next guest here, Carrie. We have coming up, and there was two reasons I had to have her on. One was we're going back to the Hoof. It's the first time I've ever seen horseshoes, a new horseshoe at a show at Ada, and also her name is Stormy, so I had to have her on. Hi, Stormy.
Hi.
And it is actually your name, right?
Yes, it is.
Was that like God-given name, or is that a nickname?
No, it's my real name. Yes.
And can I ask why? There has to be a story behind Stormy.
The weather was really bad when I was born.
Well, that explains it. That explains it. So you are here with Razor.
Yes.
So tell us about Razor.
Razor Horse, we have basic two products. We have a flexible steel shoe that was developed in Sweden back in 2003 and highly sought after in the standard bred industry. Our flexible steel shoe, it allows for the natural hoof movement of the shoe while still giving the protection of a steel shoe. Then we also have our pro pads, which incorporate an independent frog support into the pad. Anytime that you put a shoe on a horse, it's going to raise that horse's hoof up off of the ground and lose frog contact. And you really, it's real important to the function of the hoof to maintain that frog support to disperse the concussion throughout the entire sole, not just on your hoof wall, and it also helps to create the siphoning effect down in the hoof that pulls that blood flow down into there. Anytime you get more blood flow down in that hoof, you're going to have a healthier hoof.
One thing I did notice about the shoes when we were watching the video yesterday and when we were ever playing with them is the flex. They do have that flex because so many times when you put steel shoes on, when they lean or their whole foot leans and the other side comes off of the ground. This doesn't happen with these shoes,
absolutely,
which is really, really what makes them a little bit different.
Yeah, it allows the heel bulbs to function independently like it would in the natural state, so that it does take the stress off the joint. You know, the whole hoof doesn't have to go sideways. The heels move independently, so it takes the stress off the joint. And allows for that natural movement.
I have a question. Do these two products have to be used together?
They do not. Our Pro Pad can be used with any open-heeled shoe. They're not required to be used together. And we can fit up to a size 3 in our Pro Pad. We have 3 different softnesses, and they can be used with any open-heeled shoe.
So the shoes now, how small do the shoes go? Is it down to pony?
Our shoes we start with the triple aught and we go all the way up. We have a size 2 coming in. We should have that in just a few weeks, up to a size 2. So we have a wide range of fit.
And these are new to the United States, the Razors?
They are new to the United States. They were brought into the standard bred a few years ago and they've been very popular in the standard bred industry. About 2 years ago, they reshaped a front shoe to fit more of the quarter horse industry, the front hoof shape. And so they've been marketing in the Western market for about the last 2 years and having a lot of really good feedback and results in the Western industry. We're just now starting to contact and branch out into some of the English disciplines. You know, like I said, we're just now bringing in our larger pad and our larger shoe. So we're branching out into the industry, and we're really expecting good results and a lot of really good feedback.
On what type of surface would these be a technical advantage?
These are really good in any type of arena on dirt. You get a lot of really good traction. It allows for the sole to come in contact and really get a really good traction.
Now, they can't be heated, though, right?
They cannot be forged. They're a tempered okay. steel. So if you forge or heat them, then it's going to affect that tempering. But they are very easily cold-shaped on just your stall jack, your farrier. We've got a lot of good tips on our website for the farriers as far as techniques, how to shape them.
And do you have options for clips on the shoe?
The hind shoe has a front toe clip that can be used, or it can also be removed if your farrier chooses to do that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, very good. So where can people find them?
We have a list of dealers on our website. If you go to our website, www.razorhorse.com, and that's R-A-Z-E-R, there's a list of dealers on our website, or you can also purchase directly through our website.
Now, I'm going to say this diplomatically, farriers are not the most open-minded group in history shows. So how is adoption? How have they taken to these?
You know, we've had a lot of a mixed reaction.
Did I say that without getting into much trouble?
Farrier might not like
Yes.
You know, understandably, there have been some bad new products come on the market in the farrier industry. So they are sometimes hesitant to try something that they've never seen before. But what we'd really like to stress to our farriers that, you know, are out there is our product's not a new product. It's been well established in Sweden for the last, you know, since 2003. It's been well established in the States in the standard bread industry. You know, it's just now that we're just now branching out. We got, you know, have a new shape for the quarter horse and getting some larger products for the larger warm bread animals. So, you know, that's one thing that we just like to stress to them is that it's not a new technology, a new design. It's just new to our market.
Do you have endorsement from professional riders? Are there, you know, groups or people that are endorsing the products athletic-wise?
We do. We have Uncle Peter in the standard bread industry who is doing phenomenal and breaking records wearing our Razor products. In the Western world, we have Fallon Taylor, who was at the NFR running barrels this year, and she did phenomenal. She loves them, won't put anything else.
They're a little lighter, too.
Yes.
Well, this is Razor Horse, R-A-Z-E-R, horse.com. Thank you, Stormy.
All right, thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate you being here.
Well, I knew I was in trouble when my wife saw this old horse. He's a pathetic thing, and she said, we've just got to take him home. Know that we can feed him up and get him back on his feet. Next thing I know, there's 14 more in my wife's rescue elite. Suddenly, she's getting 15,000 emails a day. Most of them from people trying to send another horse our way. A few times I tried to put the brakes on, but it was just too late. She hypnotized 14 other wives all across the state. Well, I guess there's worse obsessions that my darling wife could choose. That sure don't stop me from having the rescue husband blues. We fostered 1,000 horses, most whose names I can't recall. But at least I know a little piece of my wallet went out with them all. Now my wife loves the horses, and I've just had to accept that. Had a little more trouble with these 40 dogs and cats. Everything was fine until they commandeered my chair. Covered every piece of clothing I own with piles and mounds of hair. Next thing you know, I'm gonna be renting another house. 'Cause the animals will unionize and quickly vote me out. I'd like to think my wife will side with me when that day comes. But I don't know, she's got little ears for creatures with opposable thumbs. I guess there's worse obsessions that my darling wife could choose. That sure don't stop me from having the rescue husband blues.
We fostered 1,000 horses, most whose names I can't recall. But at least I know a little piece of my wallet went out with them all. Now I know some of you fellas out there can surely sympathize. Same thing's been going on at your house and with your darling wives. So let's start us up a club. Let the meeting start. Cause there's a whole lot of Shinerbach beer in misery. Come on and do your part. We've got the rescue husband blues. Sure don't got no money left to lose. Let's get together and talk about the days before our wives are rescue slaves and drink away these old rescue husband blues. Just can't shake these rescue husband blues.
And that was Spencer Williams with Rescue Husband Blues. You can find them online at Reverb Nation. Just search for Spencer Williams. And now, on with more crazy, silly, educational, and totally fun interviews from past ADA shows.
Next up, we have with us Bill from Horseman's Pride. Everybody knows Horseman's Pride from the Jolly Balls.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And, you know, but Horseman's Pride has how many different products now? Not just Jolly Ball.
No. We like to say we have hundreds of different products. Everything really that's made to enhance the horse's
fun
lifetime.
Yeah, you're all about horses fun.
Horse enrichment, horse breaking horseman's boredom, or horse's boredom. And then also we do manufacture a lot of products that are tools for the horsemen themselves, steps, buckets,
right,
things like that as well.
Right, mounting blocks and things like that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Jumps, everything.
Now, the thing that's getting all of the attention as I was watching people walk by your booth yesterday is the great big balls now. And you brought one over. This isn't even the biggest one.
No,
there's a
no.
bigger ball. And it must be, it's almost as tall as I am. It's a huge ball.
It's bigger than life. A lot of times we bring that to a show. It's really hard to, we display it when we sell it at our retail stores in a package. So for us to really get the real impact, we blow them up at the shows, let the customers see them. But they do come in a 25, a 30, and a 40-inch.
And what do you do with them?
These balls are really for the horses, again, in entertainment and enrichment. They'll push this around.
We actually see horses in Florida with the balls in their field, and they kick them around.
Right. They can jump on them. Play.
Do they pop or are they really tough?
They're a very tough ball. The biggest issue that we need to make sure that you have the ball for the life cycle that it's designed to be is to properly inflate the ball itself. If the ball is not inflated to its full capacity, the horse will be able to
nip at it
and either rip it with its hoof.
Now, the big ball, is that for draft horses?
That's for any horse. Believe it or not, we have ponies that like that big.
Really?
That big
bigger than they are.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is big.
Absolutely. One of the features we found out just at this show that was mentioned more than once or twice was, you know, they have small horses, but they still buy the 40-inch ball. And they said this way we keep it in our stable and in our stall. The other ball, you know, they have a larger fence, and they said might roll underneath the fence, and now it's become someone else's
right,
play toy rather than
not,
their toy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of times the little ones, too, they like the bigger, you know, they like something way bigger than them to play with.
I might have to get one. I have a little Hackney. It's about 12 and a half hands, and he's a handful. He's a Hackney.
Oh, yeah. Well, this will definitely give him some nice entertainment, some nice playtime.
Might keep him from picking on Jennifer's horse and get everybody be happier.
And that's what we heard. We're going to have to help her with that.
Yeah. Yeah, he tends to want to play lip tag a lot, and her quarter horse is getting sick of it now.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's where this comes in. I think my Hackney would love this other product, and this is fairly new, right?
That we've had that out for about a year.
Tell everybody what it is. Describe it.
Okay, it's our 14-inch. It's an inflatable, what we call our Jolly Tug ball, and it comes with a ballistic nylon cover. And an inflatable ball on the inside. So what you need to do once you get that out of the box, you'll inflate that up again to its fullest size in there. It's got a Velcro closure on the side. And the horse is really, that's a ball. It's somewhat like our...
So it's a blow-up ball inside of a nylon or cloth nylon of some sort, and it has handles at each end.
The handles on each end, yes. And they are enforced with a thick rope in the middle of it.
It's like you would see for dogs. You'd see this in like a PetSmart for dogs. Have the tug toys.
And actually, we do have that in our dog side of the business in much smaller sizes, a 6, 8, and 10-inch.
Now, do horses actually do this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you stop at our booth, you'll see the horse play that goes on with that. They'll be tapping each other with it, throwing it back and forth to each other, and actually tugging on it at the same time.
And do you have that on your website as well? Can they see video or
absolutely.
YouTube?
Absolutely. We're going to be launching a great website in March. We'll have a website launch. It'll show much more interactive toys. But if you ever Google that or YouTube that, that's where we pull most of our marketing.
Right off of people's
YouTube. Right off of our Facebook page or our or YouTube.
Our pony loves this thing.
So I'm sure you're going to have a fun competition and let customers enter so they can get on your website and give prizes for great footage of participating with your product.
Absolutely. We definitely promote them getting on there, sending us their link. And that's how we really promote at the shows. We'll put an email blast out or a request on our Facebook page. Send us some of your best photos.
I bet there's some great character horses out there that would love to be movie stars.
Yeah. It's outstanding. The response is quick and many. Yeah. That we get. So,
what's the punch? I'm looking at your catalog, seeing the punching bag.
That's actually
It looks like a plump punching bag that you had as a kid.
And that's exactly a little stronger, a little more durable. But that's our Jolly Sidekick. Again, it's a nice arena or outdoor toy for them that is meant to stay stationary, where they can run and charge at it. You know, pop it down just like you said a punching bag when you were a kid. It pops back up, and we fill the bottom of it. It's got a bladder in it, so we can fill it with water or sand to keep it anchored to the ground.
I can't help but look at your catalog and feel like I'm a little bit like I'm in a gym. This looks like a kettleball with a handle. That looks like my healthy ball, and that looks like a punching bag.
These are also used as yoga balls.
I see one at my desk, but when I look at this, I feel like I'm in a gym.
Well, that's good, and that's what it's about. It's about enrichment and really getting them the exercise and having fun at the same time.
Now, your new product meetings must be fun, Carrie, because I know the people that work for you, and they're a good, fun
group.
Well,
I make the apparel.
You guys must have really fun product meetings. Let's make a punching bag for horses.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun. Customers have a lot of fun. Horses have a lot of fun with their product, and that's the main thing. That's the main thing on the enrichment side.
Now, I do see occasionally the jolly balls that have been absolutely destroyed, and that is the plan, too, to get them to the point where the horse plays with them so much they fall apart.
Correct. And that's what really tells us, you know, when they play with a toy, you're going to get a nice lifespan out of that toy itself. Our customers are repeat, many, many repeat customers, and not based on the toy fell apart in a short or less than time they expected it to fall apart, but based on how much love and play that toy actually got itself. The patented trademark of this ball, even if they chew the handle off or tear a hole in the bottom of it, this ball will not deflate. It's still going to hold
around
us. So if you see the handle chewed off or part of it chewed off, you will see it's going to still keep us round shape for it.
Well, this is terrific. This is fun. This is another thing I have to steal to not let him go back to the booth with.
No, absolutely. That's we'd love that. We'd love you guys to have that.
Well, thank you, Bill. We appreciate you stopping by. It's Horseman's Pride. Everybody's heard of it.
Great to see you, Bill.
Yeah, good to see you again.
You guys.
So take care.
Thank you for your time.
And is it horsemanspride.com?
Horsemanspride.com.
Very good. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, guys.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
All right, well, coming up next is payback for me eating a horse cookie. Come on over. So next up, we have Elisa, who is from a company called Helite. Is it Helite?
Yes, Helite.
Come right in. It'll be about an inch from the mic. Now, we're going to have a little fun with this segment.
Oh, boy. I'm bracing myself.
Tell us what Helite is. By the way, the lovely, lovely accent you're going to hear is French.
Yes. Yes, a little French. But my mother is American, so I still...
Oh, really? But you did you grow up in France?
I'm fluent. And
oh, you're very fluent. Did you grow up in
France?
Yeah,
accent.
You do. It's beautiful.
We love French accent. Thanks. Yes, I grew up in France.
What part?
In Burgundy, Dijon.
Ah,
maybe you know Dijon
country.
For the mustard?
Mustard, yeah.
Well, now you can know Dijon for our airbags.
And a lot of wine. Wow. A lot of wine.
A lot of
wine,
area. Yes.
Yeah.
And we are an airbag manufacturer and innovator. My father is the person that invented this airbag system. He was an aeronautic engineer, and he had a bad accident. And he decided
in a helicopter, you said. Helicopter accident.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he decided to do at first he wanted to do light helicopters. That's the name of our company. He Light for light helicopters.
Oh, really?
It doesn't have anything to do with airbags.
It's funny when you hear the backstory.
Except when you land badly, then you really won't want an airbag. Yeah.
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 And so he started with an airbag for helicopters and for hang gliders. And then he got an innovative price from the French state. And he got money, and the people that gave him the money said, well, you did a great airbag, but you're not going to save a lot of lives for hang glider pilots. So why don't you...
Yeah, there's a few of them around.
Yes,
yeah.
Why don't you focus on the motorcycle market, where are going to help us save many lives? And make our healthcare
less.
And then the horse riding came pretty quickly afterwards because the mechanism is very similar. The accidents are not as bad as with motorcycles, but I mean a lot of horse riders are happy to wear more safety. So we've been doing very well. We started our equestrian airbag in 2006. And we've been...
Is this your first time at the show here in the United States?
It's our first time under our own brand name.
Okay.
We are doing... we're manufacturers, so we give our airbags to other brand names.
Right.
But now we really want to have our own brand and make sure...
And for those that are totally confused, we're talking about the airbags that you would be familiar with the inventors wearing, so when they fall off, they blow up like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and bounce off the ground instead of break things.
Exactly.
So that's what we're talking about. And it's been in the past, it's been the airbags are usually put over the protective vest that they're required to wear. And they've always been kind of just looked ugly. They've always been kind of crazy looking and ugly looking, like you're wearing a bulletproof vest almost.
Yeah. I won't tell that to our designer.
But now, what was so unique and why we picked up on this at the show was you've changed all of that. You're changing that, and tell us how.
So, yes, you're right. A lot of people were complaining about this stupid look, and we don't want to protect only eventing people. It was not made for eventers at the beginning. It's just that they were ready to wear it. So now we have a very nice soft shell vest, which integrate the exact same airbag that we put in our eventing vest.
I mean, and it really does. I was drawn into your booth, too. I walked by, and I thought you guys were just selling cute vests and jackets.
Thank you.
And they really, and they weren't just the shells out there. When I went up and felt, I could feel the airbag in them, but they're so thin. I mean, you would never know.
You
would never know.
It looks like a sporty jacket.
Yeah, they're very fashionable.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like something that you would wear.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even as a stuffy hunter jumper rider. Yeah, yeah.
No, people love that fabric.
And thanks to this, we're able to have a lot of show jumper in Europe that are really starting to approve.
Nice.
And wear it.
Yeah.
The big thing was it needs to be user friendly, and we have an airbag that's removable from the shell.
Oh, really? So you can zip the airbag out from the inside and just use it as a jacket?
Exactly. Use it as a jacket, and you can also wash it pretty easily. You just wash your soft shell as if it was any other soft shell in the washing machine.
Wow.
And the other very big innovation is that you can have different soft shells in one airbag. So the soft shells are interchangeable.
Oh, so you can change your colors and...
Yes.
Go from a vest to a jacket.
Okay,
so if you choose...
So soft shell, to explain what that means, it's the type of jacket, right?
Yes, it's pretty common now with a lot of the show jumping vests already because it's breathable, it's elastic, it's just more comfortable on the skin. an airbag is not breathable, so we're not using it because it's breathable, but just because it just looks nice.
Yeah.
And
it's a very functional layer. People love it because the finish on that fabric, you can just wipe it off. Like if you get slobbered or you fall off or something, they're easy to wash, easy to clean, and people are buying those all the time. I mean, that is the go-to fabric.
What's been the reaction from the retailers here?
They're pretty impressed. I'm starting to get retailers that would have never come to my booth before. Those retailers that don't have eventers in their shop.
And Emily is a jumper, and you said now for training your horses, you wear an airbag.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. For the babies, for the saddle breaking. Because I have a rib injury, and I just can't have that concussion on the ground. So I'm a big believer in it, and I just wear the regular vest with nothing on top. And, you know, people are like, what are you wearing? It's crazy. Are you planning on falling off? So like, why are you doing this? You know, but this,
now you could hide it, go incognito.
Like, I want all of that like interaction when I'm getting on the baby horse. I don't want everybody to be like, whoa, are you planning on having a wreck today like this, you know?
And did you already fall with that?
I have not. It's not.
So that now, that leads us to our next segment.
Oh, my.
Because Emily has not experienced the blowing up of the air vest on her body. And so you brought one along that we're going to blow Emily up, right?
Yes.
Yay. Emily. Now, I'm going to videotape this. So I'm going to stay seated. You can take your headphones off. Head out here so I can videotape.
Do you want to be in a blue soft shell or in a black soft shell?
Blue or black, Emily?
Black.
Okay.
Okay.
Black.
So because it's black, I have one airbag.
I'm going to try and video this as best I can.
So I'm zipping the airbag in the correct soft shell.
Okay.
And
there we go.
And you can stand up with Emily. I'll talk here. All right. Okay. So we're at the American Equestrian Trade Association. I'm doing this for the video's purposes. And I have Emily from S Equestrian here. And we have the Helite vest. And it's the vest version of the airbag that everybody's become so familiar with. Oh, it looks good on you.
It's
very stylish. Back up a little bit so we can get it on the video.
One question that comes up very often is, what about the noise? Is going to freak out? Well, first of all, if you're falling off your horse is already pretty disturbed and freaked out.
Right, exactly.
But actually, it's a very quick noise, so they don't even see it.
Right.
They don't even think about it. So we actually don't have any problem with the horse freaking out.
That's good to know.
And this is Elisa from Helite, and she is going to blow Emily up. This is the highlight of my day. Hold on here a second. All right.
I'm ready.
We're ready. Yeah, I don't know if you heard. Oh, and she's being hit now. So. It takes your breath away, though, doesn't it?
So it's a compression.
Yeah.
So it's not only.
You look like you'd float.
Yeah. I probably would. But, you know, it's comfortable. I was a little bit nervous, but I thought, I mean, I do have one, and I do want to experience it deploying. It is comfortable. It is comfortable.
It looks great. It looks like a jacket. You know, now it kind of looks like an airbag, but because it's all.
Are you sure back here it looks like an airbag?
So it's not only an inflatable mattress, it's also keeping your core together, making sure.
It's compression, yeah. You feel it like that. So with the concussion, you're not going to woo, you know, all over.
So she's not she's a piece of wood instead of being something soft coming on the ground. So she's better prepared for.
She's been called wooden before, so that's good.
My middle name is actually Emily Wood.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Lisa. This is really a fabulous product. You guys got to check it out.
That's great. Well, yeah, and it does look good. I mean, it looks like a vest. I mean, you would never guess it was an airbag before she blew up.
No, not at all. And even when it's blown up, it feels more kind of held together.
I feel like we're taking airbags to the you just got to get on the mic now.
We want to bring it to another level.
But that's it. You're taking it to the next level, which was making it stylish.
Yes.
You know, which
we were developing a lot about the technique. There was a lot of engineering to go to improve, and we were not taking care of the style. But now that we're really happy with the technology that we developed, we just need to come up with new styles and.
And you can get them sized so that they would fit over the regular protective vest then.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
You can. Yeah. Although this line was designed for people that don't wear protective vests.
Right.
We already have, for example, the
like Emily, who's out there riding and training and in the jumper world.
No, I get shamed out of it. People are like, I mean, really, you just are like, oh, I don't want to field like 25 questions on the way to the ring, you know? So yeah. You end up, unfortunately, not wearing it sometimes. But I would.
But you know, break bones don't break bones. You know, totally. If you don't break bones, you're there to ride later in the day. If you break bones, you're not riding for six
it's
weeks.
So true. And the neck is a big thing, especially for some of the older riders.
And this did have the neck protection on the back that blew up, too.
So when you were tilting your head, you could feel the cushion.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I get most concerned about with the, well, I train my mom. My mom does the adult jumpers, and she wants to do the masters, which, like, scares me to death, you know. But I want her to wear one.
Did you, so what did it feel like?
It just felt immediate compression. I was, like, nervous, you know, that she's going to hurt or something. And then the noise is not so loud. I mean, we're indoors.
Although there are a few event horses that when they get off at the end, you know, they jump off their horses at the end of cross country and forget to unhook. It happens to
hilarious.
Every eventer. So those horses kind of get used to it because you literally can hear them popping at the finish line.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. I would do that for sure. But it's not that loud.
No.
I was surprised, too, because, again, I do the baby horses. I thought, well, you know, I'm going to come off and it's going to pop, I'm going to get kicked on the way down or something, but it's not, and it's not that big because it's in that vest. It's
and there are a lot
product.
Of compromises to take into account. We need to have a shape that doesn't prevent you from moving and coming out pretty quickly from the rest of the track.
Right.
And you need to be able to roll. Don't forget that rolling and is the best way to protect yourself. So we want your chin to be able to go down and touch your thorax,
okay,
to be able to have, and that's the best natural protection.
Interesting. Yeah, I felt that because although I felt very protected and in some places stiff, I was able to move. Like if I had fallen and needed to get out of the way quickly, I'm not hindered. I wasn't restricted in my arms. I could push. Yeah.
Well, that's a good reaction to have is remember to just go into a somersault. It's natural and you just need to put
your chin in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, but you know who else I could see wearing these now that they're becoming stylish is the endurance riders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, they, you know, and they have to wear them for a whole day. I mean, they have to wear them for a long time.
That's comfortable.
Yeah.
And it does not feel like a vest.
Now, and the CO2 cartridge is down toward the bottom of the jacket?
Yes, we chose the part of the body that's the less...
that's
the least,
not going to interfere when you're in the saddle?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
not
like
going to poke
having,
you.
It's where your... telephone.
Yeah, it would be on the side,
in the
sort
pocket
of.
Was
yeah.
kind of the same place.
Yeah.
I didn't even feel it, though, when it was on, when it wasn't deployed. It was very small.
And, well, it's just that we place it correctly, and it's all about the compromise. We could have a bigger cartridge.
Okay.
But it would be too heavy, and you would not accept to wear our product. So it's all,
very comfortable. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys did it. You whatever tweaks you made. I mean, it's stylish,
thank
it's comfortable,
you.
And I'm so glad that we deployed, seriously, because I've been thinking, when is
you
this
should, actually.
Happen?
And that's, we'll end with that. You recommend that everybody who gets an airbag do that so that they get used to what it feels like.
Sure. It's,
yeah.
it's good to know what's going to
happen.
Yeah.
before it happens.
Yeah.
And you're going to be less frightened of it, too. Yeah.
It's not frightening. I was more nervous than when it happened. I was like, oh, that's doable. The horses aren't going to be upset. It's not that loud. And because the vest holds it, you know, I don't know, like it doesn't draw your eye. Like, I don't think the horse is going to be like, whoa, the person just turned into the Michelin man. And
we have that video. We're going to post it on Horses in the Morning, or Horses in the Morning Facebook page here shortly. So you can see Emily getting blown up.
Awesome.
And I just wanted to say, we are not, our distribution network in the U.S. is just starting.
Okay.
So we have an international website. We will have a U.S. website.
What's the website?
It's called Helite Equestrian.
Helite Equestrian?
Yes.
.com or .co?
.com.
.com. Okay.
And same thing, our Facebook page is Helite Equestrian.
Okay.
And we're building our U.S. office right now. So if you're interested, you just call us or look on our website. You won't find us in a lot of retailer shops in the U.S. yet. But
will you be at Rolex?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. That's going to be one of our biggest...
you're going to be rolling out there?
Yes.
Yeah. Really smart.
Yeah.
Great product.
Well, Lisa, you are absolutely lovely. It's terrific to meet you.
Now
and
I'm red in the face.
So nice of you to come stop by and share the product.
And blowing Emily up. Thank you for that,
too.
I
appreciate it, too.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Well, thanks. And we'll talk to you again soon. Good luck at Rolex.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Well, that's about a wrap, folks. You can find links to today's guests and show notes at horsesinthemorning.com.
And you can follow us on Facebook, just for search for Horses in the Morning. If you're one of those folks that likes to live your life 150 characters at a time, you can follow us on Twitter. Our handle there is Horse Radio. And you can have all of the Horse Radio Network shows with you wherever you go by downloading the free app for your iPhone or your Android. Just go to your app store and search Horse Radio Network. And you can also subscribe via iTunes or your favorite podcast player. Thanks again to Kentucky Performance Products, Ovation Riding, and our auditors for making this show possible. Learn how you can become an auditor and qualify for auditors-only perks by going to horseradionetwork.com and clicking on the Become an Auditor banner. We'll be back again on Monday with more brand new ADA interviews. So until then, go ride your horse!